Yeah, we converted to them several years ago. And, you know, the thing is, you got to have a place to put them. I've got a recycling bin, I've got a trash bin, and I've got a yard waste bin. So I got these three bins, and they're not, you know, they take up a little space. So, you know, you got to have a place for them where they're not an eyesore. I mean, they're not really an eyesore, but still, you know, you go to all the trouble to gussy the place up, and, you know, you got three trash bins. My neighbor's got his right on the side. You know, he's got nowhere really else to put them. So, you know, they're visible right from the front and the outside. My other neighbors, they're right in front of the fence. You'd have to see it. You know, it's not as crazy as it sounds. I get mine kind of tucked. They're in the yard. They're kind of tucked in this little, I got this little cut where my air conditioner and my, well, pretty much my air conditioner sits in this little cut. And there's just about enough room in there for the three bins, and they just tucked back so you can't really see it from the front.
Oh, that's cool. The only place mine can really go are on the side of the house, and you can see it if you drive by and look, but it's not really that big a deal. That's pretty much what everybody does. I think I've seen a couple people put a little, privacy fence kind of lattice thing around them. I don't know that I'd go that far. I just got the yard waste one, and if I get the garbage one, there'll be two. I don't think I'll do the recycle thing. I've just never gotten into that. It's too much thought process required for me. I don't know. Then the part that gets me, though, is, like, right now in the wintertime, I would have to shovel that walkway back there to get to it, because I would, you know, instead of just walking out in the garage and throwing whatever into my smaller bin, I'd have to go open the garage door, walk around the side of the house, and do it that way. So it's a little extra work. The walking's not a big deal, or the distance, but keeping that shoveled and salted, because that thing's really slippery and stamped concrete. So there's that aspect of it, too. I don't know. All little tiny silly stuff, but things that I think of when making decisions like that.